Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
With us today is Charlsey Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charlsey, tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlsey. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas seemed confident in a recent conversation with our farm director Ron Hayes that his colleague Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, is committed to begin the process of drafting the 2018 Farm Bill during the first quarter.
We have the capacity, I believe, and the will, both on the Republican and the Democratic side of the committee in the United States House, to pass the Farm Bill on time in a regular fashion.
Part of that conclusion, Lucas bases off of his anticipation that there will be sufficient resources available to effectively fund the programs included in the legislation, which was a major hurdle to overcome when the current bill was being drafted.
I believe that we will probably be given, based on Chairman Conaway's comments, a sufficient allocation that we won't have maybe any new money, but there won't be any cuts. We can work that. It was that $23 billion mandated reduction in spending in the 14 bill that was a part of what made it so hard.
And while confident in the ability of the House to promptly execute its role in the process, the congressman was hesitant to make any similar conclusions on how the Senate might reciprocate.
Now, I can't predict what will happen in the United States Senate because their rules are different.
In the meantime, though, as talks get underway, Lucas is strongly advocating for the environmental priorities coming out of his subcommittee for conservation.
Well, you know that I'm a proponent of continuing the resource stream for the upstream flood control dam program, that match of state and federal dollars to extend the life of structures that we built in the past. I'm trying very hard to come up with a way to bring a rational structure to the new dam construction programs, because we still build new upstream flood control dams, but it's kind of a haphazard sort of a process, subtraction ordered to that.
And from there, he says it's just a matter of hammering out how many CRP and CSP acres that can be afforded.
Those things are all up in the air. And so much of it comes down to a money equation. How many dollars are available? How do you allocate the resources to maximize the return? That's why I have faith having a chairman from West Texas. He has very similar weather issues, very similar ag issues to what we have in Oklahoma.
You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.